Taylor, you just got new gear for your drum set. Am I right?
Yep.
Will you record a drum cover of our theme song? Just, I mean, it's 15 seconds long.
Sure.
That would be fun.
It would be fun.
That would be fun.
Yeah. Do it better.
Not possible. You could add to it, though. That'd be cute.
Okay.
Uh-oh. This thing's on. Whoopsie.
Room mic.
Okay.
If this was the Your Mom's House no podcast, mores. It could be a fart mic.
Gross. I don't watch gross. That show. What's new, man? What's new, Dad?
Not a whole
Daddy-o.
Lot. Yeah, not a whole lot.
How's Gretchen?
You know her name.
Who?
My daughter.
Oh, did you have a kid?
Yeah.
Noish. How's she doing? Well, before we get to that stuff, I mean, nobody wants to hear it anyways, but the Goodyear Pimps have I can't say famous line because they've always rejected fame, like true punk rockers.
No one's ever heard of them.
Not true. Not true.
Raise your hand if you've heard of this
band. I bet you no one that listens to the show has heard that band. Their story, the Goodyear Pimps, is they started their deal. They went off to get successful in music. They had their song Rocket Science put on the Mission Impossible 1 soundtrack, okay?
With Tom Cruise. Tommy Cruise ship.
And they said, forget this, dude. We don't want your corporate faces all up in our music. Got off a major label, and then they would just play like Iowa, Ohio, Illinois, because they're from Rockford, Janesville, Madison, Milwaukee. They would just play those right here, right? This little Midwestern circuit. And they truthfully... They might be the best band I've ever seen live. Their sound. So tight. I'm just saying, when you're playing 5 days a week, they have a famous line that says, people without children show pictures of their pets while all the while boring you to death. It's a good song.
Okay.
Got a job in finance the day they came to collect. Dude, they're intense. They bring something out of me. I was just playing drums listening to them the other day.
Oh.
So drums, does your daughter have any response to you? Because you got a drum room in your house.
Yeah, I don't. She every time I need to drum.
Yep.
Brittany takes her for a drive.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Because she can't be in the house while you drum.
No, she could be, but it's just she also it's a solid nap when she goes for a car drive.
Car drive.
Cry drive. Car drive monument.
You sound like a Russian learning English.
Car drive. Take me to bank and car drive.
And now, listen.
Yeah.
I don't need to control your life.
Yeah.
That bothers me, though, how complicated it is for you to play the drums. What was once hitting skins with wooden sticks... is now involving like motor oil and gasoline. I can't stand nuts. It. I get it.
You're overthinking it.
It drives me nuts. I'm just saying, conceptually.
And I think it's maybe been twice or thrice. but it's honestly like, I should drum. Oh, it's about her nap time. Well, if she can't nap during drums, it's going to be awful. And she's going to be overtired. Or I'll drive her around. She'll pass out in the back of a car, and Brittany gets podcast time in. It's a win-win for everyone.
Who will drive her around?
Brittany will.
Okay. You don't drive her around because you're playing drums.
Welcome to the story.
No, I know, but you just said I'll drive her around.
Oh, I did?
You guys, send us your tweets at 2.5dads@twitter.com. if Taylor just said that. Like it's an email?
Yeah. At twitter.com. How did he get that?
And then what people typically do on a joke like that, to make it better, air quotes, is switch it to another web address. Yeah, .gov. and then they'll triple down, edu.
Edu.
Drives me nuts when people do that.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's easy humor, but it's like... Yeah. It's not actually funny.
Yeah. Well, no, it's not at all.
Well, you and I.
You said the joke. Let me say it again.
Double down.
Double down. How many of those extensions are there? Dot church.
I know. And then when the other thing people do that's like funny, not funny, is they just add. They'll like add distance or number to something that's already said. They'll be like, "Yeah, we were over this. Some guy's late," mm-hmm. and you know, be like, "Hey, yeah, we were over here working while you were taking a nap at home," and the next guy will be like, "Yeah, what were you taking a nap?"
That was terrible.
Taking a nap in Africa, and then the next guy will be like, "Yeah, space. Were you in space?" And they just keep going further and further away.
Yeah.
And it's never funny.
Nope. Not even sharing an example of it is even funny.
No, it's funny now.
No.
It's funny now.
No.
Because I'm laughing.
Yeah. No, guys, whenever I'm laughing, it's funny. Right?
Yes.
Laugh with me.
Now, we are recording an album next year.
Yes, we are.
Because you're going to have home recording gear.
Yep.
And so I'm going to write 4 songs for the band Card Corral.
Quattro.
We might reimagine a few older songs.
Okay.
Not older songs, but songs that I've already written, but I always had in mind to be full band rock and roll songs.
Sure.
And if the process of that record gets slowed down by your completely inefficient drum system, I got drummers lined up, dude. Lined up round the block.
Tyler Wolf, 2, Tyler Wolf.
Yep.
Number 3, Tyler Wolf.
4, Tyler Wolf.
Yeah, there's
5.
A, yeah, let's just keep it going.
100.
Sally.
1,000.
Sally at 100. She'll drum.
Oh, boy.
I'm
being mean to people. I'm being mean to people because it usually gets a laugh. I should be nicer.
No, you shouldn't.
I should. It's okay.
It's not a funny joke. Those people should learn how to create their own content.
Why? They think it's funny. I'm getting on the other team now. They're good. Mm. How's your daughter? Give us a real update.
Okay. She's doing really great. We had a pretty rough week.
Just kidding. Keep going.
Where I feel like this is like being completely new to this, so it's like she has reflux really bad, which
like acid reflux.
Yeah. And but like there were some complications with that. Like every time she would eat, she would like scream in pain.
Oh man.
Yeah, and it was like for a few days there where it was like really bad, and like Brittany had to like sleep in a recliner while holding her, and she was only getting like 2 hours of sleep at a time at night. And it was like, like we had emailing our doctor over the weekend, you know, just like,
yeah,
what do you do? You know? And like, then it's like, maybe it's a lactose thing. Cause so funny. Cause it's like, how am I wording this? It's like you have to like the show House. I don't know if it, no.
There's a doctor.
He's a doctor, but they always take like these really weird cases where like weird things are happening to the patient. And the doctors at the beginning, it's him and then like 3 other doctors, and they're all like spitballing like what it could be, and then they're all like, no, but then this would be happening.
Okay.
And it's like all like that's like how you are with a baby, or like how we were with Gracie, where it's like, well, I have lactose issue. My dad has lactose issue. It's got to be lactose issue. So we like are searching.
Are you guys both? I hate to do this. I'm sorry. Are you both fine. Enneagram sixes?
Yes.
Yeah. So you're both doing the same exact mental process or whatever.
Yeah.
Because this process that you're doing is just like Alyssa. There's nothing wrong with it. It's great. That whole like that troubleshoot mentality.
Sure. Troubleshoot. I was like literally sitting here going like, I know the word.
Yeah.
I've been talking about it.
I'm a big words guy.
Big words. Troubleshoot.
I didn't mean I'm a large words advocate. I'm saying I'm big.
You like the long words. Onomatopoeia.
One of my favorites.
One of my favorites. It's
tattooed down my spine.
Some people have live, laugh, love. I have onomatopoeia.
Yeah, I don't have onomatopoeia tattooed down my back. I have the word crack written on my back.
That's terrible.
It's an onomatopoeia for the chiropractor. It's a chiropractic joke. Go ahead.
Okay, that's making sense. Anyways, so it was like that for a couple days. And then it was like, I just feel like you go through a season like this, or we have gone through a season like this like two times now where we're like, I don't know if I can take any more of this. Oh my gosh. And then like a sense of like reality will kind of kick in where it's just like, oh, this is just like another layer of like humility that needs to get stripped, which is like, you know, like when we first had her, it was like really tough because it's like newborns are waking up every 2 hours to feed, like real newborns, like first couple of weeks, and you just start to get really exhausted, and it's like, I know that my schedule and my life is not my own anymore, and it's just like reminding yourself of that every once in a while, or like in this case, it was like, I don't have control over how to fix her stomach issues. Mm-hmm. And it was like, after a long weekend, it was like we needed to like learn to extend ourselves more grace.
Yeah.
And we're just like, we need to remind ourselves that we're first time parents, that we don't have all the answers and may not be able to find all the answers. Cause then like since Sunday, we're recording this on a Tuesday, we switched her formula like three times in one weekend, and we just switched it back to the stuff that she was doing like 2-3 weeks ago, and she's no longer crying while eating. She's taking good naps again and sleeping for long stretches of time at night again. So, but you know, like when you're in that time of like trying to fix it, and it's maddening because it's like
in the
watching your child scream in pain is hurting you.
That's
killing
sucks.
You.
And then the sleep exhaust, like the lack of sleep, you have just gas on the fire.
Right, just piles on. But like Enneagram 6, sure, like we can kind of go down that path. But then like realizing too, what Brittany and I are really good at in marriage is being aware of when the other person is not doing great or feeling overwhelmed, whatever. And we're able to like, when you're just married, no kids, you're able to like just hone in on that and invest in it. But when you're prone to be like that and it's your child who's not good, but then you're also seeing your spouse not good because the child's not good, we're both also just then also trying to fix it for her and for the other and then ourselves. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like we recognize that this weekend too, where we're like, oh man, I can see where our natural inclinations of how we are together can also actually, or is we have to learn how to adapt with another human in our family with that.
Yeah.
It's great. It was an intense learning experience last week, and I'm finally on the other side of it. We're both on the other side of it, and it's
I saw the picture. The post has
the post.
Around. She was bragging on you and your dad skills. Selflessness. And you were in the doctor's office.
That picture is deceiving.
You joined for the doctor. Here's why it's probably deceiving, because Brittany wasn't actually there. You handed your phone to a nurse to say, will you take this picture?
I said, this is what you went to college for, right? No, it was funny because my dad was
Take x-rays, take this picture.
My dad was up north and he was hunting. He had no context of the picture. And so he called me. He was like, hey, is everything okay? So you guys were at like the hospital.
This is a checkup, right?
Right. And that checkup appointment was from the week before.
So
it was like, it looked like it was like,
you should have said at the doctor's office. This is terrible, but you should have said, no, everything's not all right. Why did you go hunting? Just joking, Vern. He doesn't listen.
I don't think he does.
Yeah.
Not that he's against it. I just haven't shown him where to find it.
What's up, Vern?
What's up, Vern?
Vern? What's up, Sally? Nice, man.
Yeah. How was your last weekend? How
good. I was quarantined forever. Dude, I'm going to tell you, I wrote it all down. We had Micah's fourth birthday yesterday. And as everyone knows, I I do things with Micah that he's probably too young for. I sort of like rush things, you know, and it, none of it's harmful. Cigarettes, that, you know what I mean? It's just those things. No, I'm kidding. But like, hey, like, I don't know. I can't think of a good example. Like, he doesn't need to be in jiu-jitsu yet, but I want to get him in there anyways so that he can just, like, not remember a time that he wasn't learning how to defend himself.
You know, okay.
I mean? Plus, I know my son. This is something he will enjoy.
Sure.
He loves this sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's another thing for him, us two together. That being said, like, I probably could wait a couple years to get him in there.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not going to. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Because, whatever. So, though I jump the gun on a lot of things, and I am an anticipator, always looking forward to, like, what Mike and I are going to be able to do when he's 10.
That we can't do.
What we're going to be able to do. So, I'm fine with anticipating all those things.
Mm.
All that being said, his fourth birthday was one of the first major, like, slow down father time moments.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
We got him a watch, which he was asking for, and he's wearing it constantly, dude. Yeah. And he's doing this thing where, like, he's bringing in what time of day it is thoughtlessly into random things.
That's so funny.
It's the best, dude. And he goes like this. And he flicks his wrist and checks his watch, and he reads the numbers backwards for some reason, which I often do in books. I oftentimes will read sentences backwards. I don't want to get into it.
Okay.
I don't want to get into it.
I really want to, but
we can another time, yeah, but okay, it's a whole deal.
That's really
And I often funny. Read pages backwards, starting at the bottom paragraph and go backwards. I know.
Wait, okay. Can I just ask, like one or two questions about that?
Sure.
Real quick?
Sure.
So when you say you read backwards and you start from the bottom paragraph, do you read the bottom paragraph from left to right, top to bottom? And then go to the paragraph. Okay. Because I'm sitting here thinking.
No, I don't start at the last word and go to the first word.
Okay. So I'm like, how does that help?
But I
will.
But and when I say I read sentences backwards, I do truly read them backwards. End of the sentence.
Okay. A sentence I can accept.
But it gets even weirder is I will read the end of the sentence backwards.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll go and read the front of the sentence.
How long does
forwards.
It take you to read a book?
A long time.
Okay.
It's one of the reasons audiobooks is so good.
This is another one of those, like, I can't believe Micah is adopted. Like,
because we're so much alike.
You guys are so much alike. This is yet, like, another one of those,
yeah,
like, what a weird coincidence that your son, who you adopted, has not odd in a bad way, but like a different.
Well, I think part of it is like him and I may not actually be alike in that way at all. It's that he hasn't even been introduced to the concept of reading words. He's been introduced to the concept of identifying letters.
Okay.
And so left to right hasn't even been introduced to him yet, as far as you read from left to right.
Right.
And so he looks at his watch and just has chosen to read it backwards. And so we'll be like, Micah, don't jump on the couch, and he'll flick his wrist and go, okay, it's a 6, a 0, and a 4. So it's the best. And now we already are so used to it that we know that if there's a 6, a 0, and a 4, we know that it's 406.
Yeah.
It's the best, dude.
That's
so
really
I wrote it down because I didn't want, yesterday was one of those days where it was like, we just were smiling all day long. I took a vacation day. Spent the whole day with Micah. Micah woke up. His room was decorated. We do it every single year. He wakes up with his room decorated for his birthday. It's going to be weird when he's married. he had chocolate donut with sprinkles.
He'd wake up his wife. Can you leave for a second?
Can you get out of here? Shut up.
We got to do
get
something. Don't ask questions.
Yeah, we're going to be the super passive-aggressive in-laws, like on crack, not literally, but figuratively, and be like, wow, you didn't decorate his room? He really likes that.
He really enjoys it. Way to take away a part of his birthday.
Give it 3 years.
Might as well. Oh, my gosh.
It's terrible. He had a chocolate donut and then a scavenger hunt to find all of his presents.
Yeah, which
and
is awesome.
Was into the scavenger hunt, dude. Like, hearing the clues and being like, it's in the fridge, you know?
Were you that way as a kid?
Into scavenger hunts?
Or, like, just, yeah, like... what's the word I'm looking for? I guess like, yeah, like scavenger hunts or like problem solving activities. No. Okay. Yeah, me neither.
No. Micah was into this because there was presence at the end of each one.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah, that and it wasn't sense. Tricky at all. It was just like, go to the place where you eat. You know?
I remember going to like kids' birthday parties and they'd have scavenger hunts or something like that at the party. And I'd just be like, nah. Yeah. I was like five.
Yeah, that stuff's frustrating. Yeah. Like, way puzzles are frustrating. We played together with this new stuff, and then we had an indoor snowball fight. We got a pack of 20 indoor snowballs made for the wolf house. They're just like little, with this weird consistency, but they're just super safe to pelt each other in the face with. Like, they don't hurt at all.
What are they made of?
I like this cotton material.
Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome. So we had an indoor snowball fight, and then him and I went for a run with the new walkie-talkies. And so while I'm running, he's in the stroller, and we're talking to the walkie-talkies.
Okay. I think I saw your Instagram post.
He helped Alyssa and watched Alyssa make his birthday cake.
Which that cake looked so good.
Alyssa crushed it.
Dude.
She crushed it.
That's like the most disappointing part of COVID so far. I know tons of people have died and lost their jobs, whatever. We didn't get to celebrate Micah's birthday, which meant I didn't get...
My Aunt Becky's cake.
Aunt Becky, but Alyssa's made one for like previous birthdays though, right?
Maybe. Okay. Maybe, yeah.
Because I feel like every time Micah has a birthday, we've been to every single
one. What you are remembering is my Aunt Becky's cake.
She made one last year, right? Did she make one the last
year? She's like a pro level baker.
She make the last two?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, okay. Well, anyways, that cake that she made though.
Yeah. Alyssa's cake tasted very good and it looked very good.
Didn't get a piece. It's fine.
I can bring you some. Micah has put a fork all over it.
Ooh.
We went and got his lunch, Burger King. He got to pick the whole menu for the day.
I love that he picked Burger King.
Burger King chicken nuggets.
Yeah.
And he watched Curious George while eating it. I did a little recording. I'm working on a new album right now. Mike had quiet time. We did baking soda and vinegar experiments
where
we made lava. You know what I mean? Yeah. So different, whatever. And then I climbed up on the roof and chucked a watermelon off of it. Because, like, I'm in tune with my boy, dude. Like... That sounds so random to like Alyssa. She's like, "What? What?" And I'm going, "Just trust me. It will be $3.99, and he will never forget it." So I climbed up on the roof with a full size watermelon. I drew a target on the driveway with an M in the middle because he identifies that letter because of his first name.
Oh, sure.
He's like, "Daddy, what are you doing up there, Daddy?" And I just chucked the watermelon off, and then we proceeded to fill. Not water balloons, but regular balloons full of water and threw them off the porch into the driveway.
Yeah.
Like, we got rich neighbors, bro, but we go nuts.
Getting kicked out of Ocon.
And then we had a whipped cream fight.
Yeah.
Which was I did the prank that's going around where the kid holds something weighted with a plate of whipped cream and then you cut the string.
Yeah, that was so funny.
It was awesome, dude. It was a good day. And, he's quarantined right now. Daycare's shut down. So we're getting like a ton of time with him.
Yeah.
But it's just, dude, it's the best.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's good. Him and I have been doing a decent amount of boxing.
Okay.
I'm on this kick right now of like boxing training with on a budget because I found this guy on YouTube called Hard to Hurt. And he's like, hey, don't buy expensive boxing gear. So I built a double underbag out of duct tape, a ratchet strap, and a soccer ball.
Oh, yeah. I think you sent me a picture, didn't you?
Maybe. Yeah, I probably showed it to you. So it's like, it's the boxing thing where there's like a ball in the middle and two bungee cords on the top and bottom, and it bounces back and forth.
Oh, nice.
He said, if you want punching mitts, I went out and bought 25-cent flip-flops.
Okay. Yeah, this guy's speaking your language.
Oh, yeah. So me and Michael were doing boxing drills where he's doing one-twos, 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 and then you go to hit him with the pad, and that's for them to dodge. And I just pelted him in the side of the head with a flip-flop, and he started crying. Sorry, buddy.
Son, that is a flip-flop.
It's got rigid bottoms, though.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would hurt, I guess.
I think I hurt his feelings more than anything.
Sure, sure. Yeah, that's so funny. That shoestring budget thing that you're into. I think you'd be proud of me that I bought really cheap microphones.
You're going to regret that.
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. No, because I'm joking. You're gonna be able to mix and master your stuff.
Sure.
In a way that it's gonna sound better than what you had before, which was nothing.
Right. Yeah. Literally went to Music Around, and he was like, "These Shure mics are $30 a piece," And that kick drum mic is $45.
Used?
Yes, all that was used.
Okay.
So I got three mics total. Or sorry, four mics total. Three Shures and then the one kick mic, and it's like a Trackstar or whatever it's called. Like, but I told him, I was like, hey, like entry level. I'm literally trying out. And he was really helpful. But yeah. So I'm trying.
So are you gonna do your homework on like EQ compression?
Maybe. I mean, I've had a little bit of experience with editing the drum videos. Yeah. I definitely could use a direction, what to like be listening for. But yeah, I think so. I think it'll be. When was the last time? Here's a question. When was the last time you changed the heads on your drum set?
Don't ask me that question. My drum heads, I'm so embarrassed of this, but are like 20 years old.
Seriously?
Yeah, I haven't changed them.
I just got new heads, like for everything, except for the kick drum.
Yeah, I'm so excited. When people change theirs super often, I think it's so stupid, but I shouldn't have gone 20 years.
Yeah, you know that's a long time.
Because all I'm saying is, like, you break a guitar string, you can't play your guitar anymore. Yeah. I've never broken a drum head on my kit except for the snare. So my snare I've changed.
Sure.
But,
Yeah,
I should just change them. I just, dude, when I have choices to make on what to purchase.
Do you want me to just send you what I think you should get?
No.
Please, can I just...
No, because when I want to change my drum heads, I'll just ask. You can send them, sure.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm going to delete it. Coated drum heads, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm a big believer in that.
So we are...
Belieber.
We are a week late on this episode.
Yeah.
Before we go, tell me about Christmas plans. What do the Whitneys do? Everybody's different on this.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do for, you know, a four-month-old for Christmas?
Yeah, it's a funny thing because you do think to yourself, like, you will not remember any of this.
Yeah.
You cannot comprehend what is happening. So anything we do is more for us than you.
Yeah.
So, like, it's funny because we were just talking about it. Like, what do you get her for presents? She doesn't really, like, she'll be, she'll only be 3.5 months mm-hmm. by Christmas.
But everybody, including you guys, probably want to get her a gift.
Right, yeah, like,
yeah.
It's her first Christmas. It's going to be crazy. But, like, yeah, even, like, because it's like you don't really play with toys yet, like, at all. You literally look at lights and laugh hysterically at them. Like, it's the only thing that we can get a rise out of her.
Yeah.
And then, like, clothes. Like, she has all the clothes she needs, and then... We don't put her in outfits.
Yeah.
Like, why would we do that? She's home 98% of the time.
Right.
So it's interesting. I don't know what we'll... I mean, probably just get something that's, like, memorable to Christmas 2020. Sure. My first Christmas, well, like, let me ask you this. Or something.
Let me ask you this.
So she can grow up and look at it.
Here's your test on whether you get her anything for Christmas or not.
Mm-hmm.
You just had a birthday. Did she get you anything?
I mean,
there's your answer, my friend.
If you count, like, here, I have filled this diaper and I need you to take care of that.
So here's what you do on Christmas for the little girl. You fill a diaper.
Yeah, I like this.
You give it to her.
Wrap it.
Here you go.
Do one of those where it's wrapped inside many boxes that are wrapped.
Ha! She can't walk, let alone use her hands to work a box cutter, and you're mad. She's not doing it.
She's not doing it. It's not going to be funny.
Here's what I'll say, dude. I just got to say it before we go, because I actually have to leave. I'm like, this seems like such an obvious statement. I am so enjoying my son right now. It's like, I've never not enjoyed being a dad.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is like joy on steroids. Like, it's just such a good season. Yeah. He's so fun right now. Yeah, dude.
That's awesome.
It's the best.
Right on.
Yeah. I noticed you didn't say you enjoyed being a dad.
Oh. It was more about
it's
you.
Too late.
Why would I already do that enough on your podcast.
Well, you know what I didn't want to do earlier when you were sharing
about...
Let
me real quick. Oh, I've done that too, but let me tell you my version.
But better.
Let me tell you my version of that experience.
I was going to do that earlier, and I'm not going to, but I'll share now. The week you guys had last week, I'll never forget, dude. June 2017. In that 30-day period, I slept about, I don't know, 6 hours. It was a nightmare, dude. Micah went being from like an angel baby to not sleeping, needing us next to him, thinking it was playtime at 1 a.m. while I'm laying on his bedroom floor and him like crawling all over the place for like 30 days. Not good. And then I went into 30 days of like summer camp.
Oh, yeah.
And then I came out, and then I left the country for 10 days.
Was that Mexico?
Somewhere. Or El Salvador, maybe.
El Salvador.
It was a crazy summer, dude.
Crazy
summer. So, all that to say, I relate. Anything before we go?
No.
All right, man. Thank you.
See ya.